Absolutely. I mean, no matter what time we were told of it, just the rug has been pulled out from a number of parents here just trying to find alternative, reliable service like Smart Steps in the area. It's not going to be feasible, so we just don't know what to do. It's very concerning, and we really don't want the service to go. And my vote on the 8th of February will determine who can reverse this decision, definitely.
And you have written an open letter to all candidates to ask them to make it very much an election issue on your behalf.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we've been advised by Rebecca that it's due to funding cuts that this service has to go. It doesn't have to be the case. I mean, we're the second most growing economy in Europe, and it's not being felt down a grassroots level. It's these services here being cut at the moment is what's suffering. So we're not feeling it at all. So it's just we want the decision reversed right away.
And how will this really affect you and other parents in Convoy and the surrounding area?
Well, it's going to affect everybody. You know, when this service goes, parents have to rely on maybe grandparents, aunts, uncles, or seek immediate childcare in order to so they can keep on working. I mean, this is going to affect everybody concerned, and we don't want to leave our kids in just anybody's care. It has to be reliable childcare, which was what we had in Convoy, and now we're going to lose it.
But there is still time, isn't there? That's what your message really is here. There's still time to remedy this situation if whoever takes on your plight does so and does it effectively.
Absolutely. Of course, the decision can be reversed. The funding can be put in place for long-term sustainable childcare. We don't want a quick fix just in order for politicians to get our vote here and now. We want a long-term fixture for this. I mean, we just want it back in place because Convoy is a small community and we want to keep the services that we have.